When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to another episode of the Girl Stop Playing podcast. It's your favorite homegirl, Coriel, here to encourage you to stop playing with your potential and start working for what you want in life and in love. You already know that I'm bringing you the information and the conversations to help you make the money and get the honey. You can have it all as long as you are willing to work. Now, today is the start of something exciting, y'all. Okay, let me let y'all in on a little bit of maybe insider information in regards to podcasting. So a couple months ago, Apple updated their, I guess like their podcasting system or the way that they manage and maintain and measure podcasting. And this update that they did basically set us back years. Y'all know that I consider myself to be the podcast OG. I have been podcasting for almost a decade now. And this Apple update literally wiped out more than 50% of my downloads. Okay, literally overnight. And so one of the things that I am doing in an effort to build back up my audience, get my numbers back so that Apple can put some respect on my name, is making sure that I am providing y'all with an increased number of episodes. So y'all know I have over probably 300 episodes that I've done in the last decade. And so what I'm going to be doing starting today is each Friday, I'm going to be dropping a bonus episode. Okay. If you are not new to this, you are true to this, then perhaps you've already heard some of these conversations, but I believe they are going to be a blessing to someone, even if it's not new to you. Okay. And so each week you can tap in for an inspiring conversation, maybe a solo sermon, maybe an interview, but definitely a conversation that is going to be valuable, impactful, and hopefully help you to stop playing with your potential, which is what Girl Stop Playing is all about. But this is the thing, y'all. I need your help. If Girl Stop Playing has been a blessing to you in any way, please make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast. And if you could leave your girl a 5-star review, that would help me out so much. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into our first bonus episode. Today, you are tuned in to a special soul-snatching solo episode. So I hope you are ready to figure out how you can truly start taking ownership over every opportunity that comes your way, because this is a conversation that is hopefully going to give you the information that you need to take back your ish. This week, I need to let you know that your assignment requires alignment. Now, y'all already know that I am pulling from personal challenges, personal experiences, because let's face it, we all go through things. We all have experiences that knock us down, make us get creative and figure out, like, how in the world did I end up here? Why in the world am I going through this? What lesson can I learn? And how can I leverage this lesson for the next time? So as I am getting tested by God, as I am learning new things and elevating through, you know, this evolution, I love being able to bring y'all back my lessons learned. And so I've definitely been experiencing some things that made me, you know, get quiet so that I can get clear. And that required me going to God. So because I feel like I'm put through certain things so that I can get on my platform and share those lessons learned, I think that this is a great way to introduce our solo episode. So again, your assignment requires alignment. What I need for you to understand just straight out the gate is that in order for you to achieve and accomplish and attain the desires of your heart, you have to set an intention for what that desire is and stick to the script until it comes to fruition. So my first question that I have for you is, do you understand the assignment? Like, you know, you could probably pinpoint some time along your journey where you were really, really clear on what it was that God was calling you to do. Like, I know the assignment. I know that I got to study to prepare for it, but I'm going to do what it takes. I'm going to do the work so that I can fulfill my assignment. But somewhere along the journey, you probably got thrown a little off track. I personally think, you know, social media is probably the main culprit for throwing us off track because we get distracted by what everybody else is doing, by what everybody else has going on, by what everybody else is accomplishing. And that can start to cloud our judgment. It can start to cloud our ability to hear when God is, you know, speaking to us and directing us and dropping those little pieces of inspiration into our spirit. And so again, because I have been guilty of getting caught up in the glitz and the glam of the gram, it can sometimes make me feel like I am no longer operating in my purpose. And one thing that I do understand about purpose is that your purpose is not tied to a specific product. It's not tied to a specific program. Your purpose is that assignment. It's that thing that you were created to do, that thing that God has called you to do. And if you are so busy looking at somebody else's paper, you're going to get knocked off your block. You are going to get distracted from doing the work that is in alignment with your purpose. So the first thing that I need for you to understand is that you have to set an intention to carry out that assignment and then be willing to stick to the script. But what if you don't understand the assignment? Because again, let's just be real. Sometimes we can start going with the flow until the flow throws us off, or we're so good, we're flowing so well that we think we can do it all ourselves. Hello, somebody, I'm talking to myself. Your girl is guilty, okay? But what I had to realize, I never doubted that I was doing God's work, right? I never doubted that the things that I was doing was direct inspiration. I'm just following the assignment. But I got so caught up in following the assignment and doing the work that I started to feel like, you know, I could just do this thing. I could figure this thing out. And I stopped going to God. And so God had to check me real good, right? It was like a year of getting checked until I came to the realization that this is not something you can figure out. This is not something you can hire a coach for. This is not something you can attend a class for. You gotta go to God. You can only get clarity by going to God, because you can't work God's plan without God. Sounds like common sense, but again, you can get caught up in doing the things, get caught up in performing, get caught up in producing, that you get away from your purpose. And so before you can set an intention and decide that you're going to stick to that script, a lot of times you do have to start by going to God and getting clarity, whatever that looks like for you. You know, if you're a church girl, maybe you got a scripture that you need to tap into. If you're a spiritual girl, maybe you need to get grounded and meditate. But whatever it is, however you need to pull God back into this plan, you have to understand that you can't do God's work without God. So your assignment requires alignment. Let's just say you went back to God. You're like, God, I see that I can't do this on my own. It's just a mess. Doing it myself is a mess. So I'm coming on back to the source. Once you have gone back to the source and you've gotten that clarity and you've set an intention, there's a couple of things that I need for you to understand. The first thing that I need for you to understand is that your thoughts must match your intention. Okay, your thoughts must match your intention. So God has giving you clarity on the calling. You know what you are being called to do. If you are going to truly set an intention to do that thing, to be the woman that was born to do this thing, you have to understand that your thoughts must match. Write this down. What you think about and what you think about, so T-H-I-N-K, what you think about, and T-H-A-N-K, what you think about, is what you bring about. So every thought that enters your mind, okay, and this is tricky. This is something that takes practice, because you know how effortlessly thoughts enter our mind. But we have to become so intentional. We have to keep our attention on our intention in such a way that any thought that is not in alignment with our assignment does not even enter our mind. And so again, it comes down to training, because a lot of us, you know, our subconscious mind, they say your subconscious mind, the voice of your mother ends up being your subconscious mind. Like the thoughts that you speak to yourself, the words that you say to yourself, the, you know, how you truly feel about yourself internally. A lot of times that's linked to, you know, how we were raised, what we were told when we were younger, what we heard, what we were made to believe about ourselves. And so a lot of these thoughts that are not in alignment with our assignment are based on someone else's perspective, some person outside of ourselves. And because it's literally ingrained in us, because it's just a natural reaction, it just comes naturally. You have to do the dirty work of really digging deep to figure out the root of that thought that's not in alignment and replacing that thought with a thought that is in alignment with your assignment. So the moment a thought starts to enter your mind about why you can't do this thing, who do you think you are for going after this thing? Nobody's going to support this thing. This is probably not the best time. The moment those thoughts that are not in alignment with your assignment come up, you have to be in a place where you can replace those thoughts with a thought that is in alignment. So you have to learn how to be your biggest cheerleader, your biggest support system. Listen, even if it means going to a therapist and getting some key phrases or key words, or, you know, having that outside perspective to pinpoint some of the things that you can start replacing those negative thoughts with, replacing those thoughts that are not in alignment. Okay. So your thoughts must match what you think about. And what you think about is what you bring about. And the thinking is your gratitude. So what you're thinking, your thoughts are going to go out and attract things to you based on what you think. So if you're thinking, I'm not ready for this, you're going to continue to attract people that tell you you're not ready for this. You're going to continue to attract situations that show you you're not ready for this based on that thought. And then based on what you are grateful for, based on what you thank God for, what you think about is what you bring about. So the more you are grateful for the things that you already have, the more God is going to give you to be grateful for. So on a daily basis, we have to be mindful of what we are thinking and how we are thinking. Okay. But your thoughts must match your intention. Even beyond your thoughts matching, that's where it starts. But your words must match as well. We already know the power of life and death is in the tongue, right? And so you have to be careful of how you speak about yourself, how you refer to yourself, even to yourself, which goes back to your thoughts. But let's say somebody asks you, hey, you know, how's dating going? If the first thing out your mouth is negative, if someone says, hey, how's your business doing? And the first thing out your mouth is a criticism, you are going to continue to attract opportunities to criticize yourself. You're going to continue to attract relationships that are a reflection of what you spoke about. Okay. So you have to learn how to speak what you seek until you see what you said. Let me say that again so you can write that down. You have to learn how to speak what you seek until you see what you said. That means even if you speak out of your mouth that thing that you want by tomorrow, and tomorrow comes and goes and you don't have that thing, you have to still be so full of faith in the God that you serve that you know what's for you will find you. Even if it doesn't come today on the deadline that you've given, God's timeline is perfect, right? So you have to speak what you seek. You're only talking about the things that you want to bring about. Nothing else is even in my world. Like, I don't even understand the vocabulary of the things that I don't want. They don't exist to me. I'm only speaking about the things that I want to bring about. And I'm going to speak about those things until I see those things. So speak what you seek until you see what you said. Okay, I'm going to keep speaking life into myself. I'm going to keep speaking about these things that I see coming to pass in my life, these promises that I know God made me. I'm going to keep talking about them. I'm going to keep telling the world that I'm going to find my husband, that my husband is going to find me, that I'm going to meet the man of my dreams. If y'all go back and find some of my old Single Wives Club interviews, I've talked so much about my husband. It was no way he wasn't coming. You couldn't convince me that he wasn't coming. It took him a while. I was getting frustrated, but I never once stopped speaking what I wanted. I never got so frustrated that I started to think that God had forgotten about me. My faith is so strong that even if my current view doesn't match my vision, I'm not losing hope. I just haven't gotten it yet. One thing about Mama, she is going to make sure that everyone else is taken care of before she even thinks about treating herself. So if you are looking for the perfect gift to make mom feel special this Mother's Day, make sure you check out the Mega Moisture Duo from Osea Malibu, because body care is self-care. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven, seaweed-infused skincare. So this Mother's Day, treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As I'm approaching 40, I'm getting all of my routines together, and my skincare routine includes all of my skin. Osea's products have literally been my go-to ever since giving them a try. Now, I was already super intrigued that they use seaweed in their products, and I have been loving the way it makes my skin glow. Over on my Instagram, I showed y'all the two products that I have, which are included inside their Mega Moisture Duo. Osea's face and body products are clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. If you want to give Osea a try, I got you covered with 10% off your first order site-wide. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Just enter code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, Visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
So your thoughts must match. Your words must match. And then you got to make sure your actions match. Because sometimes, you know, we can think some good thoughts. We can speak a good game, right? Y'all know some people that could talk a good game, but you like, but sis, you're not doing none of that. You're talking about all of the things you want, all of the things that you desire, but what you are doing on the daily does not match. You speak about wanting a healthy, happy relationship, a man that loves and respects and protects you. But then you're willing to settle for whoever comes along. You're still responding to those text messages that you know are full of toxicity, that will lead you to nothing but toxicity. You're still engaging with people who you know do not have any interest in truly being a part of your future, but you're okay because they fit into your right now. Your actions are not in alignment with your intention. You're not understanding the assignment. Okay, God created you to be a wife. God created you to be loved properly. But you're playing yourself by settling for something less than what you deserve. And God looking at you like, sis, that's all you want? Like, that's cool if that's what you want. It's going to come with some problems. But that's all you see for yourself? That's all you think about yourself? Because God's vision of you and God's vision for you is so big. It's so bold. So much better than what you can imagine for yourself. So you get caught up in what you see and you start to settle for what you can get instead of truly going after what God has for you. And that's in every area. The relationship example is easy because it's, you know, we can all relate to saying we want one thing and then we find ourselves Netflix and chilling. We find ourselves in a situationship. We can all relate to that. Okay. But it's the same thing in business. You say you want to build, you know, this $1 million brand, but then you don't have a $1 million work ethic. So what are you doing on a daily basis to build your dream life? And again, y'all already know here at the Girl Stop Playing podcast, it's all about making the money and getting the honey. We're living like a holistic lifestyle because you can have it all. You don't have to decide. So on a daily basis, what are you doing that builds your dream life all around the board? And we have to do this in a balanced way. So that means 99.9% of our effort can't be on our professional goals. And then we have nothing left to give our personal life. So what daily activities can you start to do, like right now today, that are going to build your dream life? This is what I call the work, y'all, the work with an E. The work with an E is the effort and the energy that you dedicate to your own dreams outside of what you do for other people. That's the work with an O. So your actions must match the assignment. Your actions must match the intention on a daily basis, not every other day, not when you feel like it. On a daily basis, you have to be doing the work that's going to help you build your dream. So your thoughts must match, your words must match, your actions must match. Guess what, y'all? Your influences must match too. So who's influencing you? How are you spending your time? One of my mentors says something that, ooh, it's going to hurt your feelings, but I'm going to say it anyway. What entertains you trains you. Let me say that one more time. What entertains you trains you. So I want you to ask yourself, you ain't got to tell me your business. It's just for you and you. What is entertaining you on a consistent basis? What are your biggest time wasters? What are the things that are influencing you daily? And I mean, like really, really dig deep and think about the type of music that you're listening to, the type of people that you're talking to, the types of conversations that you're having. What are you taking in? If you have a favorite TV show that you cannot miss, that's a problem. unless you're living the life of your dreams. Okay, so what entertains you trains you. You have to make sure the things that are influencing you are a match to your intention. You can't afford to spend time or waste time spending money, spending all of your resources doing things that are not going towards building your dream life. So your influences, the people, the opinions that you value matters. If they're not in alignment with your vision, they're a distraction. So your thoughts must match, your words must match, your actions must match, your influences must match. And last but not least, your circle must match. You know what they say, like if you hang around four broke people, you're going to be the fifth. The opposite is true as well. If you hang around four rich people, chances are you're going to figure out how to make some money. It's going to rub off on you. You're not going to be able to settle. You're not going to be able to, you know, shrink down when you're surrounded by mighty, great, amazing, business-minded, like-spirited people. So your circle must match your intention. Your circle should be a reflection of where you're going and not only a reflection of where you've been. Now, I'm not saying you got to get rid of all your good girlfriends from elementary school, your homegirls from around the way. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is the people who are influencing you on a daily basis, the people you're sharing your energy with matter. Okay. So who's pouring into you? These are some questions I want you to ask yourself on a daily basis. Who's pouring into you? I know I got a lot of the ladies who listen to me probably consider themselves like the strong friend in the crew. So I know you're out here pouring into people, but who's pouring into you? Who are you surrounded with? Who's in your circle that's going to be able to open that door for you to get to the next level? It's going to make that introduction for you to create more income. It's going to connect you with that opportunity that might change your life. Who's pouring into you? Who's praying for you? And ooh, this one gonna hurt. But who's praying on you? Because let me just tell you, this is one lesson I learned very recently, okay? Sometimes people are still hanging around, on the sidelines, lingering, because they know where you're going and they don't want to miss out. They see who you truly are. They see your potential. They see the possibilities and they want to be a part of it. They might not be able to stand you. They might have nothing but terrible things to say about you behind your back, but they feel like they need to be around. They have time invested. They want to be a part of this party. They don't want to be left out. They don't want to miss this train. So sometimes people are still hanging out on the sidelines based on your status. They see you going somewhere and they want to go too. On the other hand, sometimes people are still around based on them feeling like you need them. Like they get something out of thinking that they're doing something for you. They want to be able to take credit for the things that you're doing. They want to be able to say that they put you in that position. And so you have to make sure that you are surrounded with people who are praying for you, pouring into you, and not praying on you, okay? Not seeing you as a target, not trying to push up on you because they think they're going to get paid, not trying to pull from you because they know that you have something that they can benefit from. So you have to understand that your assignment, the thing that you were born to do, the thing that God created you for, the thing that you are being called to do, your assignment, the assignment that is on your life, that thing that nobody can do like you can do because it was assigned to you. That assignment requires alignment. Your thoughts got to be in alignment. Your words, your actions, your influences, your circle got to be in alignment. And listen, when it comes to your circle, don't take it personal when people start falling off. In fact, I want you to pray a prayer that anybody and anything that are not in alignment with your assignment, just fall off. We don't have to fight. It don't have to be a, we ain't got a tussle, but just clear my space, God. If it's not in alignment with your assignment, clear space. Everybody can't go. So don't take it personal when people start falling off. That's literally God protecting you from dangers that you don't even see. Which takes me back to why you got to go to God and get clarity on the assignment. You cannot work God's plan without God. I hope that this message, I prayed a prayer that this message is for someone. It blesses someone. If that someone is you, let me know. Let me know if I was on point or if I missed the mark. But God, you know, dropped this in my spirit. And so I know that it is for someone. And so I hope that you are feeling inspired, encouraged, and empowered to go out there and live the life, do the work, be the woman that God sent you here to be because you understand the assignment. I love you. I have nothing but love for you, and I'll see you on the next episode.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
eBay Motors es tu socio seguro. Con trabajo, piezas nuevas y mucha pasión, transformaste una carrocería oxidada con 100,000 millas en un vehículo totalmente singular. Juegos de frenos, faros, lo que necesites, eBay Motors lo tiene. Con Guaranteed Fit de eBay, te aseguras que la pieza le quede a tu carro a la primera o se te devuelve tu dinero. Y a estos precios, quemas llantas y no dinero. Mantén vivo ese espíritu de Ride or Die, baby, en eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Solo para artículos elegibles. Se aplican restricciones.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.